The degree, which offers 4 years of intensive study into Chinese herbal medicine and acupuncture, has been running for 25 years, making it the oldest in Australia. Early in 2019, the Faculty of Science at UTS commenced a review of their traditional Chinese medicine program, and in July, the university decided to drop the course, citing poor financial viability, research productivity, and strategic fit within the science faculty. Recently, the university announced that it will officially stop the degree as of 2022, leaving many first-year students wondering how they will finish their degree. Serena Wang is a first-year student and one of the 200 undergraduate Chinese medicine students at UTS. She believes that the university is prioritizing money over its students.
They said, first of all, financial reason. Education should not go for profit. Education is for education. University should not go about profit. And I don't know why. They give us excuses.
Serena says she and other students are frustrated about the lack of communication the university has shown during this process.
And none of us students have been formally called to ask our opinions. Do we want to continue?
Serena also believes that the university has unfairly targeted the Chinese medicine degree when there are others that are in the same financial position as her degree.
They already admitted there are other courses which don't run profits at all, but they don't cut them, they only cut us off.
Serena maintains that the numbers of students entering the degrees have actually been growing.
So many people don't know, it's very interesting or strange, that because this is a good course, the population of intake, each year's intake of TSM students is getting bigger. 2,000 years of history shouldn't be cut off at all. It's going to be a crime.
The Chinese medicine sector also offers low-cost appointments to those who cannot afford to see doctors at the TCM clinic, which sees some 6,000 people per year. Shirley is a fourth-year student who treats clients at the clinic and worries for their health following its closure along with the degree.
Yeah, like I have two unemployed patients. They've been diagnosed chronic disease, which has been announced no treatment for them in Western medicine. And because their health condition, they cannot pay for other treatment. That is why they come to UTS clinic to get a treatment. $25 right now, that's what they are paying now. Only $25, so they can afford it.
Shirley says that the rate for patients at the moment is affordable, and she is concerned about their ability to seek treatment elsewhere.
They have to find someone else who can provide the same price for them. It's quite difficult.
Shirley is also concerned for the future of first-year students, as they have been told they may continue their studies at the University of Western Sydney, or UWS, but have not received any guidance or fiscal support around the change.
They mentioned they are going to talk to UWS about transfer to them, and haven't really sure what is going to happen.
Like Serena, she believes that the university is wrongly prioritising money over its students.
In my opinion, I think it's just because we are very less people, students in a science faculty. So, which means it doesn't bring enough money for them.